Gilg tú, gilg jé, as gilg ferach.
Sé ma hátne sé, sú is altach agus a chléir a hengach seo Clána Gael. My name is Robert Dean Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
I've heard tell of our Bobby Bob.
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, which is called Clána Gael. It's a bilingual programme, because you'll hear bits and pieces in the English language, as nísú clás and bit begna réas a hilg, and you'll hear bits and pieces in the Manx Gaelic, Chinna na Méire, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht an Dúirigh. We're turning to the newspapers to see what was happening in the Isle of Man round about the Christmas time 100 years ago in 1921. The 25th of December in 1921 was a Sunday. As Marta Cui de Sian Tradisiún an Imbach Sio, the Skiel Scandiúnain, as Fiscriu deg Americanach Enmesich Joshua A. Spots, the Enmesich an Rid Quech Hache Rish Isaiah Vates. Some months ago we heard the first part of Hayden Wood's Manx Countryside Sketches, and that first part is called A Manx Pastoral Scene. The second part is called A Manx Country Dance, and I mentioned at the time that we wouldn't be hearing it then, but would come back to it at the appropriate time, and this is it. Tashu geistiach rish Radio Vanning stasiun na nasiun, vis gol erskel jena, was dulish Ellen Vanning. The BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Sutherland, playing A Manx Country Dance, the second part of Hayden Wood's 1943 composition, Manx Countryside Sketches. And that part was, of course, based on Hunt the Wren. This now is from the Mona's Herald for December the 21st, 1921. It's an article headed, the Christmas Post, Postmaster General's appeal. The Postmaster General states that as Christmas Day falls on a Sunday this year, it's essential that the public should post their Christmas letters and parcels early. In any case, parcels should be posted not later than December the 22nd, and letters not later than the morning or early afternoon of December the 23rd. Well, let's see what festive holidays the postal workers could enjoy at Christmas in 1921. December 23rd and 24th. Head office open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Final clearance of parcels 7:45 a.m. Letters 8 a.m. Full service of collections and deliveries maintained. Additional dispatch by 4 o'clock steamer, Saturday afternoon. Box closed at 3 p.m. So that was Christmas Eve. But then we get Christmas Day. Full deliveries throughout the island. So, no festive time off then for the posties on Christmas Day in 1921. Tan bŵr as a spare and rid cheddin fan sian dyn i'r yw grey. Eg y tre, ren eisyn gerach di. Ach, chawds fe gian mach y môr y sian. Ach e fawr y ffŵr croch yr eisiach al brwys. Fa ffys ega, draw yn sian dyn i'r ciart. Ren y chef ar y cochle dy fe mor bola gyn brysia dy fodjol mara, fy goel chams y fwr as y sper, as co fest y cwjach y dy fe yn en. Och, ffyddi dy raw djergyd tse y fori er nostia mara as y nostia sy sper, clai brang lash les na sŵlionega, lwg dy fe gyn cadla. Hiasi sŵs. Sfŵr fy'n chreg re fo y gechas. Renne rôl y sys er na boen yn ega, as e sŵs er y fe'r chosia, as fe gennacht yn dach dron as dach ochtach gi. Tiaw chwlw je, a shilio fo yn fodjol mara, fy cadan cad y sia, na rawach jai trai yn wos, hws eg red cwn trwy dy sgrig fildiach. Now, following up a great hit song of 1908 for Florrie Ford, O.O. Antonio, the composer, C.W. Murphy, and lyricist Will Letters came up with a song originally entitled Kelly from the Isle of Man, and Florrie Ford recorded it in 1909 as Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly? We'll hear that now, and we'll be hearing some other recordings arising from it.
For Kelly lost his little girl at the Piccadilly way. She searched for him in vain, and then a voice began to fret. And this is the appeal she made to everyone she met. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Anybody here seen Kelly? Find him if you can. He's as bad as old Antonio. Left me on my own EO. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Isle of Man. When it started raining, what shall I do? For Kelly had her ticket and her spending money too. She wandered over London like a hound upon the scent. At last she found herself outside the House of Parliament. She got among the suffragettes who chained her to the grill, and soon they heard her shouting in a voice so loud and shrill. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E-double-L-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Find him everybody here's named Kelly. Kelly from the Isle of Man, 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 Man. Has anybody here named Kelly?
Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly? Recorded by Florrie Ford in 1909, and referencing her hit song of the previous year in the line, He's As Bad As Old Antonio. C.W. Murphy's musical arrangement seems to go with the song, because versions by other artists use exactly the same accompaniment. Ren and Sheen J. Caren, Ach Fodder O'Hune, Tarn and Gaelegger, Hyndea Doltajimacht and Chadan, Dover de tujum, a chawi smach jain, hiasi sus de girach, as huggy e blish doliad, es grail veg through the vodjil mara, va chit de venus g. Ren carn ke, lesh fire a hienach injil yaur, gurish kenya eger va dobberen, brishes jacher and tosted dead reshen as a chadan. Slenyat, as eshen, as hyndea rish, as ren el dima mach herish oeren enen. Se chalid shen, ve chau mui jay tre, kat rosh meren na chorpega, bula naina kregen, as Thomas Jackson osje, hile, as ke avori, an chore, chomisilach as fau de yech on sterem friachi, a trai. On Christmas Day 1921, the postmen were out delivering as usual. The only concession was collections in morning only for 1 a.m. steamer, Monday, head office box 6 p.m. Well, that means someone had to be working to empty the box and sort out what had to go away by the steamer in the early hours of St. Stephen's Day, the 26th of December. The notice goes on. December the 26th. No deliveries. Collections in morning only. Head office open 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Well, with pillar boxes being widely spread round the island, although there were no deliveries, collections from the boxes would have taken people round the island. And then, December the 27th, early morning delivery. Collections and dispatch at 9 a.m. as on ordinary weekdays. Head office open as on Monday, so that was 8 a.m. to 12 noon and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And finally, on and after Wednesday the 28th inst, that means of this month, postal services as usual. So not a lot by way of a Christmas break for postal workers 100 years ago.
Thank you.
Maylee Ellis's tune, The Green Hills of Doon, played by Sister Sue and the youngsters of the Doon School. Sjordiw, Stasiwn yn Asiwn, Radio Fanning. As ega treiton, she Claire Nagale, vis guller skeljena, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
There's an article headed, Round the Shops, Where to Do Your Christmas Shopping. It makes general observations, but then describes various shops and their wares, so it's a sort of advertorial. I wondered at first if the shops had to pay to be included, but on reflection I think this would be a payback for shops that were regular advertisers with the Mona's Herald. Christmas and the shops, the article starts. The words are almost synonymous. The first without the second would be a hollow sham, for without the 101 little extras which custom and tradition associates with the festive season, well, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas at all. Shopping is at all times a difficult proposition. In fact, it's almost an art, even in normal times. But, it goes on, describing the situation in 1921, bit ironic when we look back, I suppose, with falling prices, it says, and tradesmen once more in keen competition with each other, then prudence demands that the problem be faced with knowledge as well as fortitude. As nisht hashenchitkus arnelian skeel. Van Shanner ek ryu gol tatnus jane vori. Ve cortusje de, yarache, and shalid veg yer shen, tretin green car chit de ve dusht. Tan dorachus gol toyach der ligavosh, as te corren and nejur chit duns bingus. Roshmavis corvela chinadania, erna ligalesh buirucha kai de laraman as gurnal jeshach de na carbage. Dyna wys den achtfri corsys na caddenec da hedrym, fe rhyw ffairl mor da bech pech eniach tarn reistl trwyd yn shili sedrym fy sgeilt herys yn undyn strymau. Fe ffairl gwrs fia o'n sach deniach, ach fos niaw chasl yr ish o'n sach delio yn ys. Er ag erid, fan e inchinec er fe na smw niaw chlir na fyd da cadjyn. Hwgi stapwr i hyn, as yichi mach herish y fwr. Van mor clir liga lesha grin chawds vi giri da chor chaw den a tonnen va rola stiach on. Oh, we heard the 1909 recording of Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly by Florrie Ford. In 1911, Billy Merson recorded this song called They Can't Find Kelly.
Scientific days, it seems to be the latest craze to make some great discovery with which to make a stir. Scientists each day will try to solve some problem in the sky to stop the seas from rolling or to battle with the air. They've lately solved some problems which are absolutely great, and in this chorus some of them I'm going to relate. Cook and Beery found the pole if their reports are true. Another man has also found what radium can do. To fly around up in the air, they've also found a plan. But they can't find Kelly from the Isle of Man. Cook and Beery found the pole if their reports are true. Another man has also found what radium can do. To fly around up in the air, they've also found a plan. They can't find Kelly from the Isle of Man. Good gracious me, and all these scientists, all these great detectives and great explorers, and they can't find Kelly. Why, they couldn't find how Mrs. Brown's baby caught the measles. Fancy a little fellow in the Isle of Man baffling all these people and putting the whole world in mystery. It's ridiculous, you know. Just finding they are trying hard, why all the force from Scotland Yard are searching all the country through in hopes to bring him back. There's no mistake, he takes the cake, for Sherlock Holmes and Sexton Blake have had a dozen bloodhounds and for weeks been on his track. A big reward is offered to who finds the missing link. And suddenly it's humorous when you only boss a thing. The cook and Mary found the pole if their reports are true. Another man has also found what radium can do. To fly around up in the air, they've also found the plan. They can't find Kerry from the Isle of Man. I should think they couldn't find him. I'll bet they haven't searched all the public houses. Soon find him then, eh? My word, I'll bet. They can't find Kerry from the Isle of Man.
They Can't Find Kelly, a 1911 recording by Billy Merson. Honicky dream a dunya, for fallit jons pert loris na dulligan, ach for fissek the rawi na chiadu eg oir an einen. Renny mikas huri mach the rawin shilje eg gotch eg na sulian garamega. Van shilje fur ederok, Ginnusus condegus fris jergit jane a grania, va saljane er a chal brusheger, va lanrecha les beinen begged ostia. Chouts henkel ye tarn a rul was a shilia, heely aim pluchit, mor de bech moer dobber and son lianu nor rugit, van a lie marrow once na raechenek. Tre yichi ersen rish, honikia. Maar de bege troet kreis gelde gjaas. Gjouwe je heen wijn eenen, na dulligen wat vallige erzoel. A traai! Dil je, rasch me renny limme herrische radling as raig as oiren eenen. In late 1921, the Manx Local Option Union sought strong control of the sale of alcohol. But that was opposed by the Fellowship of Freedom and Reform. In a debate at the Villa Marina, Mr. W.F. Hay spoke for the Fellowship, but when the Reverend Wilson Stewart spoke for the Union, he was loudly heckled, and eventually he sat down. The Isle of Man Examiner for Christmas Eve said, "It's quite possible for an independent observer, having heard the famous local option debate between Mr. W.F. Hay and the Reverend Wilson Stewart, to believe that the latter protagonist was the weaker of the two. It's flagrantly dishonest to describe the result of the proceedings, as our contemporary The Isle of Man Times describes it, as an utter rout for the fanatics, and to allege that Wilson Stewart lost his temper and then lost his audience. Mr. Stewart did indeed lose his audience, in the sense that any six men of sufficient lung power can prevent 3,000 people from hearing a speaker whom they earnestly desire to hear." Now, Ruth Keggin set part of the traditionary ballad dealing with Maninan to music, and it appears as part of the Éan Teanga an Tine project with Mary Ann Kennedy and Owen O'Canavan.
The Nais Jack Shu Christmas as to think you my heart Marche de Vodens Lesh me feel in you killed an alien shield Oh, H.G. Nish Och, Christmas Gill As if in Lyons Marche de Vodens Lesh me feel in du gild an alien shield. Mananen beg fabach a dhea, shenach eit a grau rhwy. Ach ma se rabams ca mania a rau ei hun ach an Christi. An eil is a chlur an eirel, an eil is a haid, na lis a fo. Ach tre ach is a lunk a throld, alach I me gyd lis gyo. Thank you. shehin ta piechen kid as shem trauma naden koyen nelden shalish kosna bund an meltik takan an as a chev batelika klastak plen as a shenoru dik makish trut maknet chere takilio Gisins liu mor te hus berul Pet al ega li ko wasak man an man eskin kiemu
Ruth Keggin with the Éin Teanga an Tsinne project and a setting of part of the traditionary ballad about Manannan. The examiner goes on now. The fact is that, on the occasion in question, every responsible follower of both sides was utterly disappointed and ashamed at the behaviour of the handful of rowdies who broke up the meeting, and considered the action of these men as much an injury to the audience as to the speakers. The Ramsey Courier was another newspaper which reported the debate under the headline Local Option Debate, Lively Scenes at Villa Marina. And there were other similar meetings at Christmas time 1921 reported under the headings Lively Meeting at Ramsey and Rowdy Meeting at Peel. So that perhaps gives an idea of the way in which the debate was being conducted. The debate came about because Tinbald was considering a licensing bill at that time. But it was a contentious issue, and the question was how best to discuss it. Captain George Madrill, a retired master mariner, had been elected as MHK for South Douglas in October of 1921, and he had a thought as to how to find a consensus.
As Rishnish Tashnichitkas Arnelian Skeel and Trasarn.
Harau Isaiah Vates Riu Gol Solajin Hoshiach Ege and Laishaw. Ach, Sve moelve, as charaui arltach de chregele curum versen. Gaui greims jenna an dornen, ons kumma bolag fiech, as rene lie lai de trom, a vaja shulege, lesje ver uur. Chouds ve shul de bakach, sus a chadan garvel, stjachs a dorachus. Sul van sauches tje lonrach a wen, bol van venege, ne sai lorischen unjeg, as kind salauek, furcht an ersen chit back, na lauenek, cre, as a de hul dien as jurgit les jair. Vech nyauchiat e grey der awe fur, chaus for Isaiah gul susachadan, ach vech nyauchiat e grey der awe blach jas e gavori. Ne yai na rawe eder ok nader, vech kuntashe grey der awe eder of all eder ok.
This is a medley of three tunes for us now. Arraign the Fee, The Smuggler's Lullaby and Liga Liga.
Thank you.
multi-instrumentalist Carol Walker, leading the way from her album of Manx music, Alas the Horse is Gone, Tan Bocca Boo Ersul. Stasiun an asiun, shen the jaru, Radio Vanning. She Claire Negailt and Claire Shaw, Mish, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Vech neuchiar de nies, greid rau ke edrym y fori genacht yn ffwr les tasid na lawen lomega. Nod rau ei genacht yn tse nies, mar dy bech djech i fai ail mŵr. Ach, gyn fe'n deri ein yn dje elia. Hai Isaiah Shees, master nyfa marn jay shan tai toltenach. Fa en ega an sheluda, shenda grey, an sheluda vaughn, eg nyfa jean de vei kionelia na len ega. Charau cunion ega Gawe mach lawen an nitit as pogad an fibura yagad, as hiarnead na lawen ega va crae. Les oste, henke kjorn veg, och shalit ne rea lug de ve asse wiel, chasse sus. As lie lai a vage schul, renne imid jane lau jeschege, de chjarn lust ne soja, birag gewarn, gus ne speklaren krunjege, de choda dwein ne beinen, skeeltoru, egen dramen keach, ver jitstjach houds van keel jaier sul. The Isle of Man Examiner Yearbook for 1922 says of Captain George Madrill, "The captain is a racy speaker and a brilliant raconteur." With regard to the licensing bill, in Timbald on Tuesday the 20th of December 1921, Captain Madrill moved a resolution calling for a roundtable conference to agree proposals for the licensing bill. There was, he said, a tendency at the present time to be guided by public meetings, but they must remember that those meetings were organised by people of extreme views, that between these two views there were a big number of people of moderate views, who, unfortunately, were unheard. They were not there to legislate only for those who made themselves heard, but also for those unheard as well. A Ramsay member, A.H. Tier, proposed an amendment to Captain Madrill's resolution, but after 2 hours' debate, Mr. Tier's amendment was lost, and Captain Madrill's resolution for a round-table discussion between parties was passed. We heard that Billy Merson still couldn't find Kelly in 1911, 2 years after Florrie Ford sang about the search for him. Florrie Ford was originally from Melbourne in Australia, and in 1913... another Australian from Melbourne who found success in the British Music Hall, Billy Williams, recorded this song, "I Found Kelly."
Now, Kelly,
Billy Williams, complete with his famous, well, perhaps infamous, laugh, as he claimed to have found Kelly in 1913. Another issue of the day at the end of 1921 was secondary education, says the Examiner. Briefly, the scheme provides for the conversion of the present mixed school in Douglas into a girls' school to accommodate 400, so that'll be the Park Road site. The erection of a boys' school on the already purchased site at Somerset Road, Douglas, also to accommodate 400. So that's up at St Ninian's. And the conversion of the grammar school and the Wesleyan Day School, Ramsey, into a secondary school at Ramsey, as a temporary expedient for the next 5 years. So that was in Albert Road. Peel, it says, was in an unfortunate position. Peel had excellent buildings and a large sum in endowments, but it hadn't the requisite number of children. Well, whilst Western members argued the case for Peel, Ramsey members also weren't impressed. Edward James Kerfey, says the Examiner, thought the central authority had treated Ramsey badly. They were quite willing to vote £52,000 to Douglas, no scarcity of money there, but when they came to Ramsey, they began to practice economy. Na iai da bech slai crell, san ach rene llai ar sŵl, da rawi ar na hymna da chol. Eis, rene da vagane chawds fe tachart. Rene dyn vaganad. Fa enne ge horw, as gawe toiach da chol hwc. Fa ben eg na siadw ar a chadan, as ish, Bleke mach herrische chreg va fluch les drucht gewori. Va dunje eeg na chiadu er kion na chreg. As in het krigelach ege eg oren neinen. Charau gie er bi sheja. Ach na jaisje na zulju. Va tonnen njartel as bir de ches glas ok. Boole nai na kregen. Hien dee dunje eeg. De chore grim den veneg, as chiawe a hin vain enin. Ach houds ve tujem, van edinega chindet gus Isaiah, hug er an chan dunya, snapper al gaur a gromma. As e er crow, ren Isaiah veits, goil grim debajach jane vaja shulega, as hiarne a hin nus vain tolu. We heard Ruth Keggin singing about Manninan, and now here's another traditional song about him, performed by Kate Dowman, with Chris Craker on synthesizer.
Thank you.
Manon and Beg McAleer, sung by Kate Dowman. Lieseche ver hanachten hies. Lieseche ver rail dunt na sulianega. Ernod rau hun shen eg oirnein, as ish kiau shilia leden chasidach er. A ven eg, lesh ezin a ven oega. Maria waits, hoor bes, chaud der dehenna.
And finally, the Ramsey Courier reports on Christmas weather. The outstanding feature of the weather at Christmas has been its unsettled state. Christmas Eve brought forth a raw, cold day with showers of rain. Indeed, for a time it was miserable. Christmas Day, however, was a great improvement, and hardly any fault could be found with the elements. However, from St. Stephen's Day to the end of the month, it was unsettled with gales and heavy rain. So, that's a glimpse of the island 100 years ago, round about Christmas time, 1921. As a sen, tashin chitkas chera chlesh orish. McLear's album, Livewire, was nominated for an MG Alba Scotstrad Music Award as Best Album Release of the Year, although only drummer Greg Barry is Scottish, with Tom Collister, Adam Rhodes and David Kilgallen making it a majority Manx band. Livewire was pipped at the post, unfortunately, but in the televised awards, Tom and Adam were performing live with their other band, Emer. We close with a track from McLear's Livewire. This is called Flashback. And so, until the next time, this is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night and a good new year. Leave I mechrierew as orcerlie, as me yeerian shared you will you, son of Lane though.